welcome to episode 2 of Eric Cristiano's Just Being Honest. How are you? How's everybody doing? How's your Monday? Is it good? Are you doing great? How was work today? You got your Monday blues? Was it a shitty morning? If it was, listen. Chin up. You're going to be fine. Okay? People have it way worse than you. You're going to be fine. Super Bowl 50, people. How was that? Huh? Did you lose a lot of money? Or? That's what you get for betting, right? It was a weird, some odd scoring. Some odd scoring out there. But good game. Congrats to the Broncos. Peyton Manning, right? He didn't really do much. You know. But he's a legend, so I can't shit on him. Guy's crushing it out there. It was a good game. I was at my buddy Tim's house last night for that. Good people, good food. We had a nice time. What'd you do? Were you at your friend's house? Were you yelling at the TV the whole time? I had a headache 20 minutes in. Jesus Christ, these guys were screaming. But good times, good times. And I was rooting for the Broncos. I don't know if I said it last week. I probably should have, because now I was going to assume I'm going to bandwagon it. But obviously, Jets on my team, the New York Jets. So in the end, whether it was the Broncos or the Panthers, I really didn't care who won, to be honest with you. But of course, I really was going for the Broncos for the simple fact that Peyton's a legend. And Cam Newton, he people have their say. So you could say whatever you want about the guy. He's young. He's exactly what the sport loves. You know, he's that attention-filled guy. He's out there dabbing, being silly. And people talk shit about him, but he's dabbing his way to the bank, okay? So, dude made it into the Super Bowl against a legend, you know? And the Broncos defense, no joke. You know what, I came, because in the end, it was mainly a defensive game. And that's why it kind of felt long, probably, if anybody felt that way. But that's what it was. It was for those who don't know sports that well and only tune into it on Super Bowl, which I know a lot of people like that. They don't actually listen. They don't watch the regular season games. They're more of a Super Bowl. They wait for the Super Bowl party. They buy all the chips. They buy all the soda. They buy all the beer, the liquor. They get all jacked up for Super Bowl, but they don't watch a single game during the regular season. So it's whatever. Not the people I was with last night. They are full blown football heads, big time. These guys, and as I am. Nah, it doesn't matter. Anyway, moving on. So, all the positive feedback I got from last week's episode, and on Podomatic, I need a little coffee. Okay. So, all the positive feedback I got from last week's episode, and on Podomatic, the rankings and shit like that, couldn't be more happier. Really could not be more happier. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in, subscribing, sharing it, liking it. Really appreciate it, honestly. I'm kind of floating on a cloud right now. Very happy. I was really, really happy about all the positive feedback, at least to my face, that I got. Most people enjoyed it, you know. So I was really, really happy about that, and I'm still kind of on the tail end of that high, and I'm hoping I get positive results from this one too. All right, well, let's move on. Because now I'm just sitting here patting myself on the back. Like, you know, like, who the fuck am I? I've been trying to chill out with cursing also. It's too... I get pissed off so often throughout the day, it's fucking impossible for me to stop cursing. All right? So, if you don't like it, I don't know, you know. You know what I'm going to say, right? Don't fucking tune in. I don't know what to tell you. All right? But if you do, say with me, people. Fuck. Okay. Now. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You see it so often. It's insane. Jealousy. Right? Jealousy. And if you're one of them, don't roll your eyes. Okay? Just be happy for someone who's crushing it in life. Okay? It gets me jacked up. It fuels me. That's what I like to see. I got my friend out in Colorado. When I first met him, he was working in the complex that he lived in. And he was getting, like, you know, obviously when you work in, when you do something like that, when you're on like 24/7 call for if someone's refrigerator breaks, whatever the case is, you know, he's the first to go and he would get cheaper rent, stuff like that, which is common, which is normal for when you do a job like that. And now he works for, what's it called? It's a subdivision, a housing subdivision. And he's working on, I think, 12 to 15 houses right now. So he manages those 12 to 15 houses, make sure they're built. It takes like 256,000 pieces to build. Yeah, wait, 256,000 pieces to build a house. And he's working on 12 to 15. Now he has to be there for every single inspection. He has to make sure, just, he has to just make sure every single thing is on track. So he has guys below him. Of course he has guys above him. Because there's 250 houses being built in this subdivision, this housing subdivision development area that they're building these houses in. And he's in charge of 12 to 15 of them. So of course there are other guys in the housing subdivision that are doing what he does as well for the other houses. But there's 250 houses being built where he's working. Dude's crushing it. Dude is fucking crushing it in life. Like, you know, I've known him for 10 years. A little over 10 years, probably. And, like I said, he started out fucking basically cleaning pools and shit and fixing people's refrigerators to now running you know, his own crew, which is awesome. He's crushing it. And he loves what he does. My other friend, she works in the PR. She works for a PR firm for a music music labels, I think. I should probably get my facts right. I'm not saying anybody's names and all like that. You know, that's not what I'm here for. That's not what I'm doing. It's more or less just me being proud of someone and not rolling my eyes and talking shit behind their back and pouting about my own life. No, that fuels me. That shit fuels me. It jacks me up when I hear someone's doing good in life. Kidding me? Oh my God, I get so happy. I really do. You know, I genuinely get happy. And a lot of people get so goddamn jealous. And it's because they're not happy with their, you know, it's because they're not happy in their own lives. Listen, if you hear about someone that you, especially that you know and you're friends with, that's doing good in life, be happy for them. Okay? Stop with this, you know, talking shit to your friend. And it's going to get back to them somehow, especially if you say it out loud to someone. It's going to get back to them. You know for sure it's going to. So what are you doing anyway? I mean, I'm not even talking about saying anything specific. I've just, throughout the years, I mean, this is something, you know, that people just don't talk about. But my God, is there jealousy out there. My other friend, she's striving for her dream. And, extremely talented photographer. That's what she is. She's a photographer. Extremely talented photographer. She's going after it. And she's going to get it. And it's because she tries. She tries in life. If you stop, if you wonder why you're stuck in a rut or you're not living up to your full potential, it's because you're not trying. Right? Am I right or wrong? Okay? Don't look around. This is, you know, I'm not talking about fairies and ghouls. I'm talking about real life, people. Okay? Get your head out of the gutter. Get out there. Try. Shit. Okay. But yeah. Even, like I said, even even friends, acquaintances that I'll meet. And within the first 5-10 minutes of obviously meeting someone, you know, you get to know what they do or whatever the case is. And if I find out that, oh, they just got a promotion, that's amazing. That's amazing. Good for you. You know, that makes me say, oh, shit, what am I doing in my life that, you know, that I need to do to get where I want to be in life? How am I going to make this leap? And if you're wondering the same thing, it's because you're sitting on your ass not doing anything. You have to get out there and try. All right. My other friend, oh shit, you know what? Let me throw a little shout out. My friend Boost. He knows what that means. I'm not going to say his real name, but he's out in Canada. He's another one. He works for a PR firm. I'm not exactly sure what he does for his PR firm. I need to speak with him. You know, it doesn't really matter. He works for a PR firm. You get it. Public relations, okay? Guy is crushing it. Yeah, another one. We're big car people. So I have a Dodge Charger SRT8. A monster. Monster. Almost pushing 600 horse on that bitch. Bit of an impulsive decision because I'm hurting because of it. You know, I should have eased up. Because I'm paying monthly, it would make you throw up on your keyboard, or wherever you are right now. It's bad, but it's almost paid off. It's almost paid off. Then I'll have money, and then I'll be good to go. You know, I'm not broke or anything. I'm definitely poor, but of course I have money. I'm just not I don't have enough money to, like, you know, fill my car up to the top money. I don't got that money. You know, I put $20 in, I'm good to go. Okay. But hey, I'm not sitting here crying about it. I'm going to get out there and I'm working on shit. You're on this journey with me, right? You listening in? You still listening? Yo. Okay. That's why I just want to make sure you know, you paying attention. Another thing I wanted to talk about, Facebook posts. Uh-oh. Oh, man. Am I talking about you? Oh, no. He's talking about you. No, I'm fucking with you. Hold on. Coffee. Oh, my God. That coffee's delicious. Did I just make everyone want a cup of coffee right now? Oh, it's so good. Okay. All right, now, the Facebook posts, right? There's so many fucking annoying ones out there. It makes me want to break my phone in half, my iPad in half, my computer in half, wherever I'm on looking at Facebook. Sometimes it really drives me crazy. I've deleted my account. Not deleted it, but, oh, I don't know, whatever. Deactivated my account probably 15 times since I've had it. If not more, actually. But... All right, some people are gonna definitely agree with me when I say this, okay? My friend, who I'm not saying names yet again, not saying names. My friend is looking for a roommate, for example, right? And one person, so she makes a semi funny half joke in it, but in the end, the post itself is very serious. Obviously, she's looking for a serious candidate to be a roommate. One person makes a joke on it. All of a sudden, it's a fucking the entire post about looking for a roommate is fucking ruined. So the entire ad that she put up looking for a roommate is ruined because one person had to make a joke, and then all of a sudden it follows with five other people making jokes about it. Right? Am I right or wrong? It's so annoying. It's like it's happened to me so many times where I've posted something semi-serious. And all of a sudden, that one person makes a joke on it, and all of a sudden, that post is ruined now. It's like you can't even take it seriously when you're reading the comments. So what you have to do is you want to just delete it, but then you feel like an asshole deleting it because you know you're gonna offend the person who made the joke. Meanwhile, they didn't intentionally mean to be a douche, but they ruined your fucking entire ad because now all of a sudden it's a big joke now, but it's not. It's fucking serious. So now you have to delete it. You have to make a new one, but you don't. You don't do it, right? You just leave it. You leave it there, and you just hope that someone takes it seriously instead of cracking jokes about it. It's, oh god, it's so fucking. It's frustrating. It is frustrating sometimes reading that shit. And yesterday, I got into a slight argument with my brother about it. He posted something on Facebook about Beyonce imploding into something. All right, it was funny, but dude, how do you get shit on Beyonce? How is anybody gonna shit on Beyonce? Honestly, actually, when I found out why she was wearing that outfit, it was from the Black Panthers, you know, back in the day. It kind of annoyed me a little bit, to be honest with you. Not that I'm being racist or anything like that. It's just it did annoy me a little bit, you know. It's like it was because it was a whole Black Lives Matter thing, and I forget that girl's name, but she was saying about how you know, because they were boycotting the Oscars and stuff like that. So she was saying, you know, why is there a Black History Month and not a White History Month? Or what, you know, whatever. So I forget that actress's name. Oh my god. But I'm not gonna even get too deep into that because it's too controversial. I'm not gonna deal with it. If I get an annoying email, I'm gonna fucking delete it because it's gonna piss me off. But yeah. My brother is very stuck in his own ways. He's very opinionated. Which is not, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's not the worst thing in the world to be. Obviously, like I said last week, you know, you could be a serial killer. And he's not, thank God, right? Well, at least not that I know of. No, I'm kidding. Of course he's not. Hang on. I know every time I take a sip, someone out there, at least one person, wants or is going to make a cup of coffee right now. Right? Oh my god, it's so good. Fusion for the day, right? You don't need that Red Bull shit. It's a killer. There's so much nonsense in that. I mean, I don't know why I'm talking. I need to lose weight. I'm starting to look like Seth Rogen and Knocked Up. but shit, man. Health food is expensive. It really is. It's really up there. But do you hear this guy? My co-host, Samson? He's not chirping right now, but he was. He was a minute ago. I heard him. And I don't know what he... Oh, there he is. He's doing something with... What are you doing? This bird is crazy. He lifts up... I have a mirror inside the... I have a mirror inside the cage. And... I don't know what he does. There's a bell that hangs above his head. So he'll bite the bell and he kind of pulls up the mirror because the mirror has a little perch onto it. So it mounts to the back of the cage and then it has a perch coming from the bottom so he could sit in front of it and look at himself all day long. You know, in his mind, it's another bird. So he'll grab the bell, he pulls himself up a little bit, and he slams back down on the cage because he's pulling himself up, and it's lifting the perch and the entire mirror up off of the cage just a little bit, and he slams down. He does it all day long. I don't know why, but it's what he does. Want to hear the story about Samson? Anyone want to hear the story about Samson? No? I'm going to tell it anyway, all right? Well, tell me what I could do or not. Shit. No, I'm kidding with you. Okay. All right. This is the story of Samson. All right? Long story short. No, I'm going to make it long. I'm going to drag this bitch out. Okay. So now, all right. He is about... Oh my God, I'm terrible with these things. I cannot remember for the life of me when I got him. It was sometime in the summer. So, I mean, he's got to be creeping up on a year-ish, you know. Maybe 8 months old, something like that. Anyway, he's a budgie parakeet. Now he's doing the kisses. That's all him right there. That's not me.
Oh, the pretty bird.
He says it. He speaks. You got to animate your voice if you want him. Now I got him all hyped up. I shouldn't have said anything to him. But he talks. He says pretty bird. Just like in Dumb and Dumber. You have to animate your voice. If anybody out there owns, has a parakeet or anything like that, a budgie parakeet, and it's especially a boy, because boys talk, they say, I don't know, when I've done research, they say girls don't speak, but then I also heard that girls do speak. It's got to be, they have to talk. I mean, if at least one person said that a female spoke, they definitely speak. It's just, it's less common than when a male speaks, right? He says, I love you. He says his name, Samson. He'll just be muttering off stuff at times, but you don't really understand what he says. But they mimic you. So if you animate your voice with that pretty bird, you know, I'm not going to sit here and be your clown, your puppet, right? If you animate your voice, though, they will eventually start mimicking you. And my bird says it exactly how I'll say it. I'm not going to do it. You want me to do it, but I'm not going to do it. All right, so when I first got him, I was absolutely horrified. I don't know why. All right. You know, like gerbils or guinea pigs, birds. Trying to think what else does it. They move very quickly. I've seen guinea pigs move from one side of the cage to the other side of the cage with just this quick dash. And my parakeet will leap from one perch to the next in, 0.2 seconds. It's just the way they do it. Boom, boom. Like, it's so quick. So, I didn't think that any of this would bother me, right? So, my friend Stephanie, she recently got a parakeet also, and cool looking bird, Blue. She named it BLU, and cool looking bird. It has like a falcon look, pretty badass looking, and it's because she's seen my bird Samson a bunch of times, and she's actually more comfortable around my bird than she is her bird. But her bird also, yet again, is a baby. So she knows my bird's temperament and how he acts, right? So, okay, back to my story with him. So now, like I said, they move quickly, and it freaked me out. I don't know. Every time I would, put my finger near it, if he even leaned, even though I'm, this is through bars now, through a cage, I would jump back so far and be not frightened. I don't want to say frightened, but more, I don't know what it was. And I just freaked a little bit because he would move so quickly, right? So one day I'm cleaning his cage, and he when I first got him, he wasn't really coming out. It takes a little while for them to come out of the cage. It took him about. Also, I was a little nervous too, because I knew if I was home alone and he got out of the house, he got out of the cage, how am I supposed to get him back in the cage if I'm frightened by this damn thing, right? So I didn't really let him out of the cage until I was starting to get a little comfortable with them, which was only like a few days, honestly. All right, so now I'm cleaning this cage. My hand is inside the cage, and he's up on like the top perch, not moving at all. So I think I was cleaning like the side wall, whatever it is, because if anybody knows a bird, they usually tend to sit in one spot for a long period of time, and they'll just poop in that same spot. So you want to like scoop it away, whatever the case is, right? Or you want to get it off the side of the side, if they're really close to the edge, which they usually are, because you're usually supposed to drape something over it so they feel safe and secure, especially over the top, because in a bird's mind, you know, that's where, like, a predator could come from. So they're usually a little freaked out when anything's above their head. If anyone's interested in getting a bird, you know, this is just a little information, right? Cover the top of their top of the cage. And I always say cover at least the back. Take a pillowcase or whatever it is and just get it onto the back of the cage, whether you cut it open and drape it over or whatever you want to do, just to make it, because I'm telling you, it will make them feel so much more secure. Anyway, so I'm cleaning the cage, cleaning the side of the cage. The bottom floor, like bedding, you can buy them. It's like a sandpaper type of thing, right? So you could scrape off the side if, you know, something's stuck on the side inside the cage. So I had my hand in the cage. He goes and hops from, like, the top perch to, like, the middle layer perch, and I absolutely freaked out. I yanked my arm back, pulled the entire cage down with me, fucking water's flying, food's flying everywhere, the bird's freaking the fuck out, okay? And now, mind you, that birds, especially, like, you know, parakeets, it's all about trust. Parakeets, parrots, cockatoos, all those, you know, all that whole family, they're all about trust. So that day, I lost his trust. But, of course, I regained it because he's my boy. But now, this is after I bought it. This was, all right, I brought him home. I had the cage for about, the first cage I bought him with, the first cage that I brought him home with, I only had for about, like, 4 days, honestly. It was way too small. So anybody who out there who's going to get a bird, I promise you, you're going to wind up getting a small cage, and you're going to wind up either losing out on that money that you just spent, $40, $20, whatever it was, on the cage, and then you want to go out and get, like, an $80, $100 cage, right? So just to save yourself time, go out there and get that medium-sized cage, not the small one, trust me. Especially for a size, a parakeet, you know, they're not that big. And you're going to want to get a bigger cage, I promise you. So, because you're going to want to put more stuff in it, you're going to want to put more toys, things like that, right? So, this was when I had the new cage. I yanked back the entire cage, and he, like, locked on to the side of the wall. I pulled the whole cage. Like I said, food went flying, water's going flying, toys are falling off the ceiling because they all clip onto the ceiling, you know, the ceiling or the side of the cage. Absolute disaster. Freaked out, absolute disaster, right? So I picked the cage back up. I clean everything all up. At this point, he's not moving at all. So he's not, I could stick my hand in there all day long. He ain't jumping anywhere near me because now he's fucking horrified by me. But that was the full, that was the story of me being freaked out by Samson. That, and this was also, his wings were clipped when I first got him. I didn't do it. I think it's like animal cruelty and shit. I don't do that. So they grow back, but people just keep on clipping them so they don't fly. Especially, they could fly into a wall, they could break their neck. They could fly into a mirror, especially, to break their neck. They could fly into the quickest thing, and the most common would be a window. So you got to keep those blinds closed, the shades down, whatever it is, because they will land on top of your shade too. They'll just latch onto your shades. Let me wrap this up, because now it's going to take me forever to upload it. But so that was my whole thing with Samson. And now I sit on my couch. I leave the cage open, because I leave the cage open the majority of the time, except when I'm not home. Even though I feel like if I left it open, because I'm not home, he wouldn't come out of the cage anyway. They're very, very, very friendly animals. And they're, like, he trusts me almost too much at this point, where if I'm on home, I can almost guarantee he wouldn't leave his cage. But just because I don't have a second door where I, you know, where I have him, that I don't want to open up the door one day and he's right there on top of the door and he flies out the window. Or, I mean, he flies out the door. I'd be heartbroken. He's my boy. What was I gonna say? So he's awesome though. He's really cool. So now I'll sit on my couch and I'll leave the gate. The cage is fucking closed when I'm not home and I'm sleeping. Other than that, the cage is open, and right now, obviously, it's closed also because there is no way. If I left the cage open right now, he'd be on my shoulder. He would be on top of the mic stand. He'd be on top of the mic. It would be a goddamn nightmare because he's nutty. If I'm playing Xbox, he'll land on the Xbox head. He'll land on the microphone part of the headset right next to my face. And he'll just, like, groom my beard. So he is awesome. He's cool as shit. But I can't have him as that close of a co-host. He's right behind me, but he can't be that close. So I'll sit on my couch, and when I'm home chilling, and I have the cage open, he'll fly out. He'll land directly on my shoulder, or if I put my fingers out and I kind of wiggle him a little bit, and I have my arm extended out, he'll fly and land directly on my finger. And then I'll, like, kind of pull my finger in towards my shoulder, and he'll leap from my finger right into my shoulder, and he'll just chill there for hours. He's really cool. So if anyone's interested in getting, you know, a parakeet or anything like that, honestly, they're like $22. They're really cheap, and they're really cool. But it is like a 7 to 15 year commitment. All right. So, you know, definitely if you're not comfortable with handling a burden, you know, definitely second guess yourself, Bob. You know, with you know, really take your time in getting it. Because at first, when that whole incident happened, and I pulled the damn cage down, I'm saying to myself, "Oh my god, am I gonna have to take this bird back?" You know what I mean? Like, can I even physically take care of this bird when I'm freaking out like this? But eventually, it goes away. Now he could sit there and nibble on my knuckle for hours, and for one thing, it doesn't hurt at all. You don't even feel it, and it just doesn't bother me at all. So when he's flying around, because now he is skilled, this dude, I have like a long area where he could fly. You know, it's very long. It's not wide, but it's very long where he could fly. And this dude, this bird is awesome. The way he cuts and flies, it's really cool. Honestly, I could sit here and watch him for hours doing it. It's really cool the way he flies. Anyway. That's the show, people. That's the end of the podcast. I hope. Oh, if anyone wants to email in, okay. I haven't got any yet. A little disappointed, but no, it's all right. Because in the end, it also makes me feel a little happy because it seems like anybody who's listening to this is not going through anything terrible. Doesn't need advice, so that's you know it's okay. If you need advice on relationships, work advice, if you want to leave your job and pursue something else, I'm a dreamer. So obviously I'll be realistic about it though, depending on your situation. So give me your situation. And relationship goals too. Obviously give me some type of specifics. And I'm going to give you my unbiased, opinion, and, it's going to be very honest. Also, don't forget what this show is all about. This show is about honesty, right? So, email me at justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. I know it's long. I don't care. Okay. justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. Email in. I'll give you my advice. I hope you have a good week, and I'm really, really, really debating on starting to possibly do this on Thursdays as well, so it might be a Monday-Thursday thing. If I start getting a lot more reads, as in emails, you know, people sending emails in, I might do an entire Thursday for the reads. So I'll do, you know, my regular show on Monday, and then on Thursday I'll have the emails and advice and stuff like that. But that depends on, that might take a little bit of time. That might, if I don't get enough emails throughout the week, that might not work. But I will read it on the show. I will not use your name. It will be funny, and I'll give you my advice. Okay? Have a great week, And I'll see you Monday.